Good morning, everyone. So in the many years that I've been learning Parsha since I was very young, I've learned that there are many different ways and many different layers of learning Parsha. And every single time you learn the Parsha each year, you see nuances and different ideas that you've never noticed before. But I think that with all of the looking for patterns in the text and comparisons and questions, there's sometimes a certain level that is very simplistic but that we really overlook, and it's such an important layer, such an important part of learning the Torah, and that is the emotional aspect. And Rav Soloveitchik very famously in an essay, I forget which essay it's in, I think it's in Shiurei HaRav, he talks about how if we have to connect with the characters in Tanakh, and how can we not cry when Yosef reveals himself to his brothers, and with the whole incident between the jealousy between Leah and Rachel, and how can we not get pulled into the emotion of the story? And so this week in Parsha Pinchas, there are so many different layers, so many different nuances, but on the surface level, we have to notice the emotion because it is such an emotional Parsha, and the Rav really, really brings it home in a very, very beautiful and moving piece. So in Perek Chav Zayin, in the 27th chapter, it starts off by talking about the daughters of Tzlafchad. And it says that Tzlafchad had five daughters, and Tzlafchad was from the tribe of Manasseh, and it specifically says Manasseh is from the tribe of Yosef. And that these five daughters basically approach Moshe and Elazar HaKohen, and they say that our father died in the desert, and it wasn't through the rebellion of Korach, that he died during one of these incidents in the desert, and he doesn't have any sons, and we don't want his portion in the land of Israel, which is now going to be apportioned to the different tribes. We don't want to lose out. We also want to have a piece of Eretz Israel. And they go to Moshe, and Moshe does not know what the proper response is. Perhaps he thinks they have an agenda. Perhaps he thinks, oh, they're, you know, perhaps they have a feminist agenda. You know, they just want to prove a point. And basically Hashem tells Moshe, no, what the daughters of Tzlafchad are saying is not coming from a place of agenda, but basically they have a love of Eretz Israel. And as Rashi continuously says, that Nashi Mechavot Et Ha'aretz, the women had a love for Eretz Israel. Rashi brings up, in fact, that during the sin of the Meraglim, when the Jewish people cried that they didn't want to go to Eretz Israel, and they lost out on their chance of going into the land, that the women did not cry. And for that reason, the women did get to go into Eretz Israel, because the women had a love for Eretz Israel. And basically, on the claims of the daughters of Tzlafchad, the halacha is made clear that if there is no son to take over, then the portions go to the daughter, and therefore these five daughters of Tzlafchad will have a portion in the lands of Eretz Israel. And Rashi even brings up that these women were very wise, and they were very, very smart with their argument that they brought to Moshe. Immediately after this happens, Hashem says to Moshe, go up on Har Ha'ivarim, and you're going to be able to see out. You'll be at a lookout point from where you are, and you'll be able to see the lands of Israel. And you can look, but you will not be able to go. Just like Aharon died in the desert, you too are going to die in the desert because of the sin of Me'mariva. Says Rav Soloveitchik, a very, very moving piece. And he says, what is the connection between the story of Tzlafchad and his daughters who want a portion of the lands of Israel, and this part immediately following about Moshe going up to this lookout point and Hashem again reminding him, you're not going to be able to go into Eretz Israel. So he says Rav Soloveitchik, that the daughters of Tzlafchad were from the tribe of Manasseh, who is from the tribe of Yosef. And why does it have to tell us that Yosef, that Manasseh is from the tribe of Yosef? Isn't that obvious? And he says, because Yosef loved Eretz Israel. That when Yosef was buried, when Yosef was about to die, he said, I know they're going to be embalming me and burying me in Eretz Israel, in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, because I was an important person. But please, when it's time for you to leave Israel, please, I'm sorry, leave Egypt, please, please, please take my bones with you to Eretz Israel. I want to be buried in Eretz Israel. And what's more, where do we see that we really identified with Israel? That when Yosef is brought into the place of Paro, he says that he is an Ish Ivri. He is a Jewish person. He identifies as a Jewish person. He identifies with the lands of Israel. So we see Yosef truly loved Eretz Israel. And we're told by the fact that it tells us that these five daughters who are from Manasseh, from Yosef, they inherited this love of Israel from their great-grandfather Yosef. However, and this is like tragic to say, and I could never say this, only Rav Soloveitchik can say, but when Moshe, before the whole story of the Exodus, when Moshe had to run away from Egypt, and he went to Midian, and he met Yitro, and they identified him. Not Moshe identified himself, but they looked at him and they said, oh, he's an Ish Mitzri, he's a man from Egypt. Moshe did not correct him. He didn't say, oh, by the way, I may look like an Egyptian man, but I'm really a Jewish person. I'm really part of the tribe of Israel, from the lands of Israel. He didn't correct them. And therefore, says Rav Soloveitchik, because his identity did not identify with the lands of Israel and allowed someone to identify him as an Ish Mitzri, as an Egyptian man, from way back then, already there were roots of the fact that he would not be able to go into Eretz Israel. This is a little bit longer that I'm doing than usual, but now that we are in the 3 weeks, right now we are in this time of mourning about the fact that we are not in Eretz Israel. And it's so easy, it's such a comfortable life in Galut, in exile, where we have strong Jewish communities and Jewish people have the freedoms that we never had anywhere else, to really realize that although we can be American citizens and we can be so grateful to America and so grateful that we have it easy today, deep down, who are we? We're Jewish people. We're an Ish Ivri, just like Yosef was. And if we can do that, if we can identify as such, hopefully we should merit to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And I will end off by doing a small Bi'ur Tefillah, an explanation of Tefillah, which we had done a while back. But just to tell everyone that when we daven in Shemona Esrei, we have a paragraph called Shema Kolenu, which is a paragraph where we're supposed to give God all of our personal wishes, whatever was not covered in Shemona Esrei already, to tell God, this is really what we want. And immediately following this paragraph of Shema Kolenu, after Ritzeh, we have V'techazena Einenu V'shuvcha L'tzion Berachamim, that we should say, Hashem, please return our eyes to return to Eretz Yisrael, that we should always feel that lacking. And unfortunately, Moshe has this tragedy where he's going up in this mountaintop. And in fact, we're told, Rav Soloveitchik says, that Moshe felt like, I carried Yosef's bones for all of these years, for 40 years. Can I too get to go into Eretz Yisrael? And the greatest tragedy of Moshe's life is that he gets to lead the people towards this land, he gets to look up at this land, but he never gets to go. And it is so important in life that if we want to merit to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael, we should always, always, always have the identity, first and foremost, of that I am a Jew and that Israel is my home, Israel is my land, and there's no time as better now than during the 3 weeks to remind ourselves of this so important message. Wishing everyone a beautiful day.